Hey guys, welcome to Low Key in Love with the Kinks,
where we talk all things relationships,
the good, the ugly, and everything in between.
These next few minutes are going to be very interesting.
Right, let's get into it. What's good, guys? It's your boy D. Dylan, you already know. I'm going to be doing most of the talking during this podcast because my wife is not feeling too well. Her throat is, well, her voice is pretty much gone at this point.
But I'm here.
She's still here. So the topic of this podcast today is, why is it important to keep relationship issues between you and your spouse? I've been wanting to talk about this for a minute. Because honestly, I really believe, like, keeping your issues between each other is very, very much important. Because you don't want a lot of outside views to alter your decisions on what you guys do and don't do. You know what I mean? Because then you're having someone to blame and being like, oh, it's their fault. Why are you following what your mom says? Why are you following what your dad says? And yada, 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 and whatnot. And it just breaks the relationship down. You know what I'm saying? One point my wife had brought up is, just like what I said, you don't get other people's opinions, which is, to piggyback on that, you don't know their intent. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get advice from somebody or get somebody's opinion on your relationship issues, you don't necessarily know what intentions or what energy that person is bringing to your relationship. You know what I mean? And it's like, that energy could be malicious and end up tearing your relationship apart. You know what I'm saying? So now you sit in there taking advice from your homie or taking advice from whoever, and it's like, why don't you have that conversation with your spouse? You know what I mean? That keeping the issues between you and your spouse builds the bond that you guys need in a relationship. It builds that trust. You know what I'm saying? Just like I said, not all advice is going to be good for you. Not all of it is going to be good for you, and you don't know where that advice is coming from. You know what I'm saying? So best bet when it comes to dealing with relationship issues, keep it among yourselves. Don't bring in third parties, fourth parties, or fifth parties, because one, they can be biased. You know what I'm saying? Depending on who you're asking. You know what I mean? Not everybody looks on both sides of the coin. You know what I'm saying? And also, it's okay to make the mistakes together. You know what I mean? It's like, go through that process in a relationship. Make the mistakes together. Make the right choices together. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't get advice from your parents or whatever if they're giving you good advice and whatnot. Heed the advice, but coin it in your own way. Because not everything, it may have worked for your parents, but it might not work exactly for you.
Exactly. I'm going to just chime in real quick. For example, I hope you guys can hear me. For example, like, my parents, they each have their own versions of what happened in their lives, and they each were trying to give me the best advice that they could on my relationship. But the one thing out of everything that I didn't even need them to tell me, but what I like grew to just believe and know is that when I finally got into a relationship that I cared about, I was not going to allow anyone else to dictate my relationship. My parents did it in weird ways, but their moms and their, you know, siblings and their whatevers would always try to give them advice and tell them what to do with their wife or with their husband, with their kids. And I just felt like even if everyone had good intentions, it was way too many chefs in the kitchen. So I always knew from the get that I was going to keep my relationship with Dylan private. Didn't need to be a secret, but definitely needed to be private.
Exactly. And you got to realize at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's family, if it's your best friend, cousins, whoever. Not everybody needs to know what goes on in your relationship behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's a lot of people put things on social media.
Yeah. A lot of people put a lot of their problems on social media, which is personally stupid. Because it's like, your social media is not your diary. It's not your journal or anything like that. If you feel some type of way about your relationship, talk to your spouse about it. If you can't talk to your spouse about it, well, then you need to leave that relationship. To keep it real with you. If you can't communicate with your spouse, leave. You know what I'm saying? That's toxic one-on-one. You know what I mean? But stay off social media and posting, like, your issues on social media, because then when the issues are resolved and all these people have said their two pieces and gave their two cents on your relationship and whatnot, and they see you go back to them or you go back to her, now you got so many people coming back and be like, yo, why'd you do that? You look stupid. Da, 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 da. Just in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, remember something you had told me? You were like, one thing that you personally made sure not to do was tell your family whenever we had an argument. And because you didn't want them to change the way they looked at me. And I told you I wish I did the same thing in the very beginning, because I know that me venting or talking to my family about the things that I do or don't want from you definitely changed the outlook of how they view you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, I really hope that this message has reached someone. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it's been said, and you can hear this now on the podcast and whatnot. But it's very, very important. If you want to walk away with anything from this podcast, it's very important to keep your relationship private.
Why we're low-key in love.
Exactly. Keep it low-key. There's no point in going on social media and talking shit about your spouse and saying all these bad things about your spouse and talking about your issues on social media.
It's a respect thing.
Exactly. Just like what my wife said, it's a respect thing. You know what I'm saying? Because now you go on social media, you say all this stuff, you're going to have people coming on your social media talking about your person, talking hella shit. Right? And then after all the stuff is blown over, you think those people on social media are going to stop? No, they don't got nothing better to do. Misery loves company. You know what I'm saying?
And then when you end up going back with that person, how does that make you look?
Exactly. I don't know if you heard her. So it's like, if you end up going back to that person, right? How does that make you look? You know what I mean? So you got to think about your image as well. So it's like, you said all these things about this person, and now, and then everybody had their two cents, and now you're back with this person. It's like, well, was it really an issue? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, are do you like being abused? Like, or is nothing really happened? Are you just crying wolf? Right. You know what I mean? So if anything, to get out of this podcast, get that. Keep your relationship low-key. Nobody needs to know your business. It's your boy, Dylan. We signing out. Dylan and Tati, sorry. Dylan and Tati, I'm sorry. She wasn't talking so much. I had to take control of the podcast. But it's your boy, Dylan, and my wife, Tati. We signing out. You guys have a blessed evening, night, morning, whenever you listen to this podcast. But bless.